Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hart and Cattles are about to go live on your radio, covering Boston sports and beyond. And it all starts right now. Hart and Cattles on EEI.
Oh, it was a beautiful thing to watch. Listen, when you're moving and cutting, and listen, they were cutting with a purpose, and that makes a difference. They were dynamic. Robert Williams was rolling with a purpose, and that opens up things for everyone else. And I'm going to reiterate this again. When you have Gordon Haywood and Marcus Smart running the show, things run a whole lot smoother. They were getting wide open looks. They were set. Oh, by the way, Robert Williams was doing a great job. Look at that screen. That's a perk screen right there.
Perk. Media superstar Kendrick Perkins.
That was a perk screen.
Oh.
Apparently there's a certain screen there. Perk screen.
Ah.
Didn't know that was like a thing.
That's right. It's he's got his own set of plays. They've named certain things after Perk. Not just your typical big man screen. It's the Perk screen.
Yes. He also, did he say reiterate there or something?
Stumbled a little on reiterate.
Hey, we all stumble at times. It happens.
Yes, it does.
Leave him alone, Eamon.
Live microphones happen. I think it was more like a dramatic pause. It was
yes.
Reiterate.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, he was excited.
Re-dot-dot-iterate.
Right. He was excited. He's like you defending Gordon Hayward. Fourth best player.
Hey, man,
listen. Where he should be. It's not his fault everybody's better than him.
People can disagree with me all that they want. That's fine. I'm confident and fine in my own skin. I'm good. This is all about opinions, as I just told the text line. It's all about opinions.
The right ones and the wrong ones.
If you're banking everything that Nikhil Healthy is Harry,
hey, we don't need to be playing that right now. Perk, you listening? We all do it, buddy.
Every single one of us do. All right, let's go to people have heard enough of you and I on Hayward.
Well,
let's go to Kevin. Let's go to Kevin in Boston, 617-779-7937. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Doing well.
Listen, Hayward is a good player. He is a top 20 player, 25 player now. If he had not been signed with the Celtics, he'd be a one or a two option on somebody else's team. And he'd be averaging 22, and he'd be averaging 7-7.
Thank you.
The fact that he is
and
on
the team
Celtics,
sucks.
Thank you, Mr. Hart. So, if he wasn't on this team, that's what he'd be doing. But on this team, Brown and Tatum need to make their bumps.
Uh-oh. Put Kevin on.
Not even God wanted to hear that spin.
Or say goodbye to Kevin.
Yeah,
Kevin, thank
Kevin's
you for
gone.
The phone call.
Bye,
nice
Kevin.
Call, Kev.
Sorry. God decided that we didn't need to hear that and garbled you.
Kevin's phone,
weird.
Kevin's phone died on us.
I love
thank
the excuse
you.
Making. It's not thank his you, fault Kevin. Everybody else is better than him.
Well, so here's the thing.
He said we were done talking about it, but he goes, one last thing he needs to defend.
One last thing, because we do have something else I want to get to. But one last thing. To say that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are very good and players that are developing into guys that, you know, I think Tatum has the ability to be a top 10 player. I think Brown has the ability to be a top 15 to 20 player in the league. You know, saying that doesn't necessarily mean that you're saying Hayward's not good. You know, looking at those two guys and saying, well, they're really good at what they do, doesn't mean that you have to look at Hayward and go, yeah, but he's not good enough. Like, my point is those two guys are better than Gordon Hayward now. He's the fourth option because guys are better than him on this team. My point is if he went to another team, there would not be as many guys better than him on the floor. He'd either be a one option or a two option, most likely two. That's the point. I'm not trying to sit here and tell you that Hayward is a top 20 player in the league. I'm saying when
Kevin
he signed.
Did. Kevin went a distance you weren't willing to go when I asked you if they have four top 25 players. Kevin believes they do.
Well, I don't think he's a top 25 guy anymore. When they signed him, I do think he was a top 25 player. Now, currently, he's not. He's not. I do think that the ankle injury took away some of his athleticism.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's just kind of part of the game.
And you think he's back, right? Christian got into that whole thing, or Lou, because it has happened a number of times over the years. He'll have, you know, a game or a week, and everybody's like, he's back. And you said it earlier, it takes time. And everybody was using the Paul George comparison, how long it took him to sort of be back. Do you believe that Gordon Hayward has plateaued? This is what Gordon Hayward is post-injury?
For the most part,
I do too.
I mean,
it's been a
while. Like, I don't know, because I'm obviously not a doctor. I don't even try to play one on the radio. But when you look at that kind of injury, Paul George came back and he got most of his explosion back.
Right.
I don't know if that's going to happen with Gordon. Like I think that's the one thing that holds him back from being the guy that he was, is that explosion. And I don't think he'll get that back. I think he would have probably gotten that back already by now. Again, in his current form, I actually give him credit, because a lot of guys, you know, think about how many players in the NBA, you know, they bank on their athleticism. If you take that away from them, if you take their explosion away from them, they end up falling apart as players.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was able to lose that explosion, but still be good.
I think that's where you and Christian differentiate. I think you believe physically he's plateaued and he's now making the most out of what he has physically, the athleticism and the explosion.
Right.
I think Christian looks at it and says he has more explosion in his body and it's his mind that's holding him back. I think I don't want to speak for him, but that's my interpretation
of what
he views it as.
Here's what I would say. I'm not a big fan of trying to crawl into other people's minds.
Yeah,
I don't know
what they're, scary places, man.
I don't know what they're thinking. And I think once you do that and you start questioning the injuries, you start questioning their desire, I don't think that's fair to the player. I do have one question for you, though, Andy, and we got like 30 seconds because Eamon's going to be mad at both
like
of us.
It's like TV.
Goddamn right I am.
Last one, 30 seconds before we go to break.
Crack the whip on you, idiots.
Who has the most pressure on them in the bubble for the Celtics?
Bradley. I'm not sure if that's even his name. Stevens.
I agree with you.
Because you think he's a top five coach. I've heard for years in Boston, in this circle, that he's like this great coach, maximizes his talent, does all these things. And I've asked a simple question. Where's the ring? Because I think you need to prove it at some point. You need to get over the... And he's ebbed and flowed with try-hard teams and then the whole Kyrie Irving error. Now people like you believe he has four top 25 NBA players. It's time to puppy poop or get off the pot for Brad
Hayward's
Stevens.
Hayward's not a top 25 guy. Stop doing that to me.
Some people have said that. Some have said he has four top 25 players.
No,
If that's the reality, you're an NBA championship contender. You need to prove that when the game is on the line, and I don't mean that a specific game. I mean that like the rubber meets the road.
Right.
Prove it. Prove that you're a top. Maximize what you have in the bubble and go as far. I'm not saying he has to win the title necessarily this year, but everybody thinks they are a legitimate contender. At least that's what I've heard. Kevin Mannix, there's five or six teams, depending on things play out. Celtics are in that group. Everybody thinks they should go to the Eastern Conference Finals. Can you beat Giannis, right? They just blew out another top three Eastern Conference team, right? Okay, now there's an expectation. Now there's an expectation for you to go finish this job, whatever finish is, and maximize your opportunity. That's on Brad Stevens.
I agree. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. By the way, college football fans out there, just to give you an update with this coronavirus situation quickly, the MAC has canceled their fall college football season, and Pete Thamel from Yahoo just tweeted out literally a few minutes ago, Big Ten presidents are meeting today. All options are on the table. There is some presidential momentum for canceling the fall football season. It's unknown if there's enough support to make that decision today. But according to Pete Thamel, the Big Ten starting to lean towards canceling fall football.
That would be a massive blow. I mean, the MAC is one thing, and the Division II and Division III championships.
Right, right.
But this is, now you're talking about big-time college football,
right.
Big money college football.
Yeah, I would not have squeezed this in if it was the MAC. I would not squeeze all, you know, no offense to the MAC, but, you know, the Big Ten talking about this, that's legitimate.
That's old school, entrenched, big-time college football.
Yep.
That's granddaddy of them all, Rose Bowl competitors. That is... Wow, you just sucked the life right out of me.
Sorry. 617-779-7937. Telephone number. Hart and Cattles continues next. Sports Radio WEEF.
Drive home with OMF. Weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Proud sponsors of the WEEI Ford Clubhouse Studios at Fenway Park. Celtics with a nice win last night against the Raptors. 122-100. Jaylen Brown led all scorers with 20 points. Raptors unable to clinch the number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference. Celtics back in action tomorrow evening for a 5 o'clock tip with the Orlando Magic. Bruins off until tomorrow. They play noontime against the Caps. The winner of that game will be the 3 seed in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It will play the New York Islanders in the first round. The loser of the game tomorrow will be the 4th seed, which means they draw the Carolina Hurricanes. Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 5-3 at Fenway. One game back of a playoff spot. One game
woohoo,
back.
Woohoo! We can be the crappy playoff team.
So you're saying there's a chance.
You're saying there's a chance. Right. Alex Verdugo had a great game last night. Not
he did.
One, but
that I can agree with.
Yes. 2 oppo bombs and robbed a home run right at the bullpen. Sox and Jays back in action tonight. Zach Godley goes for the Sox. 6:30 pregame with Will Fleming. Then Hall of Famer Joe Castiglione joins him in the booth. That's right.
Yeah, well, are they going to get an ungodly pitching performance?
Oh, Andy, I used that joke on Twitter last week. That
I
it
didn't see it. Do I
he
follow
gave up
you?
A, no, you don't. Which is a which is
at
something.
At Mixie Radio.
I don't follow him.
Which is something we got to talk about. I've been holding on to that because, yeah, that's something we've got to address on the program.
Andy's a real team player, as you can tell.
Yeah,
Nick.
He is. He's all about
gets
the
here
team.
On time, does a lot of prep work,
that's
and he's
it,
good on
that's
social
it.
Media.
Follows
woo-hoo.
Me on Twitter. What a guy. But yeah, Verdugo was good. 7:30 first pitch for that game tonight, and the Mid-American Conference, the MAC. Canceled their football season due to the coronavirus, and school presidents, as I just said, of the Big Ten, scheduled to meet today. Presidential momentum towards canceling the season altogether.
You know what the theme song for the MAC will be next football season?
Oh, I feel a bad dad joke.
Return of the MAC. One second.
Return of the MAC.
It's a classic song.
It's a great song. We're going to play that coming out of this
break. I'm
coming
back with that. Absolutely.
Was it Burger King or McDonald's that used that?
I would assume McDonald's.
The Big Mac.
Yeah, since they're the Big Mac. Be awkward
go.
If the Whopper used Return of the Mac.
Hello, Nick. Listen,
you're no marketing genius.
I got up early this morning. I've done a lot of radio. Get out of my face, Andy Hart. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Saturday calls for more sports talk. Now, back to Hart and Cattles on EEI.
Great song. I mean, this is one of those songs. I you know, Andy right now is bopping his head dancing. It is one of those songs that as soon as you hear it, you've got to do some kind of dancing, show some kind of rhythm.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
Sway move right there? Hold on. What was that sway
move?
That's
Andy's
right
white
now?
Guy dancing.
Yep.
Nice.
Oh. Nice. Now I got to be white? What's going on here?
All right, so here's the thing.
Why I got to be white? Why is it a race then?
Yeah. Why is this guy doing? Damon?
Who brought the racist?
We were having a good
playing
show.
The race card, this guy.
We're being entertaining, we're dancing, we're enjoying music, and then all of a sudden you go racist on us.
Jiminy Christmas.
Dancing like an old white guy, what can I say?
I mean,
What does that even mean?
By the way, here's one thing that you'll learn about me, or maybe you won't. I got to tell you. I've been known to dance a little bit, Andy Hart.
Oh, boy. Sober or drunk?
I could both. I can sling the tiles. I would surprise you.
That caught
my ear too. I've never heard that.
Hey, assisted You've living grandpa. What the hell does that mean?
Slinging the tiles
on
means
the shuffleboard court. I sling the tiles.
You're slinging. Hey man, you can try to hate on the shuffleboard all you want. I'll tell you what. When it's a pandemic and you're crushing beers with the wife and you're just playing shuffleboard and darts with music in the background, that's not a bad life to live, my friend.
So your wife's kind of like your bro roommate too, or something.
My wife Kelly is, she has to deal with me. Like that's.
But does she enjoy it, or does she get along to get along?
She enjoys
it. Tolerates you.
She enjoys it. Last night on the dartboard, she was unbelievable.
That's not like one of those like euphemisms that's like sex talk. But last night on the dartboard.
Hey, last night on the dartboard, baby.
Play, you pin were, the tail you, on the donkey.
Hit the bullseye, baby.
Oh, I was just going to say that. You took it from me, Hart. You stole my line.
This
yeah.
is quite a world you live in. You're a curious character, Nick Cattles.
I like that, though. I mean, what? You want me to be boring? It's, you know, this is what we do. All right, before we get to some Patriots talk, by the way, my guy Mark in Connecticut, he wants to attack Christian Fourier and all the people that doubt Gordon Hayward. Mark, ooh, what do you got for us?
Hey, I just want to say, Gordon Hayward, he's a multifaceted player. If you want to watch guys go one-on-one, you can watch an all-star game and can see a guy score 60 points. That doesn't mean he's a great player. It means he's a good one-on-one player. Gordon Hayward does much more than the two young guys. I'm sorry. Bottom line, he's a better rebounder. He's a better facilitator. And he's the guy that throws the pass before the pass. That's the assist sometimes. People downplay that, but I really believe he's a very important player on that team and nothing to joke about and call him weak. Anybody that does that doesn't know basketball at all. I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
So you believe he's the best Mark's gone. Best player on the Celtics.
That's, I do like that he brought up the hockey assist thing. It's good.
Jiminy.
The hockey assist.
He's the best player?
I don't think he's the best player on the team.
No.
No.
You have properly slotted as the number four. You
well, here's the thing.
Have mixed reasons why.
Here's the thing. I think what Mark's talking about is the consistency. Like, if you look at Hayward, he's consistently going to give you everything he has every single night. He's going to consistently defend. He's going to consistently, you know, make the right pass. But I think that's, you know, that's not about talent. That's about maturity. That's about development. And, you know, I had somebody, you know, on the text lines, 37937, saying, oh, you know, knucklehead, you know, Gordon Hayward's better than Jaylen Brown. When I talk about, you know, when I talk about who's better than who on this roster, I more look at it as ceiling. Like, if that guy is playing his best, who's better? And, you know, when Jaylen Brown is playing his best, when he's doing everything that he can do, when he's passing the basketball, he's not as good as a passer as Hayward, there's no doubt. But when he's got it all going, right? When he's knocking down threes, when he's explosive to the basket, when he's defending, when he's actually, you know, focused and showing urgency on the defensive end, Brown is really good defensively. I think what Mark is saying is, you know, Tatum and Brown sometimes, again, and I think it's just their youth. Sometimes they have these mental lapses, and Brown has more of them than Tatum. Tatum is actually more consistent defensively than I expected him to be this year. But, you know, there are those lapses. And I think when you look at Hayward, you know exactly what you're going to get. And there's something to be said for that. Like, I can guarantee you, you know, Stevens, if it's not Stevens, because people will say, oh, you know, the relationship at Butler. But when you're a coach, you know this, Andy, no matter what the sport is. When you have somebody that you can say, I know pretty much what I'm going to get from that guy every night, there's something to be said about that. And you can have the higher ceiling, and there's no doubt to me that Tatum and Brown have a much higher ceiling than Hayward, but they do from time to time kind of go up and down, more so Brown than Tatum.
But they're also, as I brought up, 22 and 23.
Like, yeah,
they're young.
Right.
They're still finding themselves. I also would like to point out, because everybody's using the, if Gordon Hayward were on another team, he'd be the one or the two, and he'd take more shots and score more points. I think the same is true for Jaylen Brown. If Jaylen Brown were on some other teams, he'd be the guy.
Maybe.
He's not the guy here. He's, you know, 1A or however you want to work him in.
I don't necessarily disagree, I think, overall as a player. My concern with Jaylen would be, at times he tends to get a little bit out of control.
Mm-hmm.
He's done better with that this year. But there are those moments, and I wonder if he was, you know, and there's also the other part of it, which is, you know, being drafted and being the guy right away might have put in a lot of pressure on these guys. Like, we shouldn't take for granted that Tatum and Brown would have developed as well as they have in Boston in other places, because, you know, they still had, you know, Tatum and Brown still had Kyrie. They still had some of these veteran guys that can kind of show them the way.
Average Al.
So, like, if you had Average Al, I mean, come on, Average Al. That's another one. I would die on that hill. But
well,
we're
do
not
you like
go there.
Gordon-Ary Hayward?
Oh boy! All right, let's quickly get to the Patriots. Let's quickly.
I now
get to the
like
Patriots.
That I know a button to push with you whenever I want to really get under your skin.
Not
Gordon Hayward stinks.
No,
just it's say
not
it. A overrated, no, overpaid. He's a four because he's really a four, not because the others
button.
Are better.
Not a button. It's not a button.
Okay.
Let's jump to Patriots for a couple of minutes here, because yesterday they had a bunch of Zoom calls. Cam was on the Zoom call. Hoyer, Stidham, McDaniels. All these peeps in Foxborough were on the Zoom call. And I found this by Josh McDaniels to be pretty interesting. He's talking about, you know, adapting the offense to Cam, or, you know, trying to figure out how that's all going to look. Here was McDaniels.
I'm thankful for the experiences that I've had when I didn't have Tom. You know, I mean, believe me, nobody was happier to have him out there when he was out there for all the years that I was fortunate to coach him. But I would say that I did have some experience with the Matt Castle year, which I learned a lot about how to tailor something to somebody else's strengths. We had to play that four-game stretch a handful of years ago with Jacoby and Jimmy. I thought that was helpful. And I was away for 3 years. So trying to really adapt, it's not changing your system. It's adapting your system to the talents and strengths of your players. And so, again, you just got to keep telling yourself, do I really want us to be good at this, or are we good at this?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. I think we've talked about, I'm a Josh McDaniels guy. I like Josh McDaniels personally, but I also think we talked a little bit about Brad Stevens, some pressure. There's some pressure on Josh McDaniels, because Josh McDaniels, when he wasn't with Tom Brady and not in New England, wasn't all that good, had some issues. It certainly fell apart very quickly in Denver after the good start. Then he had the bad year with the Rams. Then he comes back here, gets back with Brady. Now he has the feathers in his cap that he brought up, the Matt Castle year, where he had to tailor the offense. But
right.
He also had a really good offense to help tailor the talent around
he did.
Him. And then early in the, whatever that was, 16 season with Tom Brady suspended, like a lot went into that. They kind of tweaked it. They, you know, sort of pulled one out of a rabbit's hat or whatever you call it with the win with Jacoby Brissett. Like, we'll see. I think he has a lot to prove, but I'm intrigued to see, because he has been stuck is the wrong word, but stuck with Tom Brady for 20 years. And like sort of your creativity is like, well, this is what we do. This is how we do it. We got to do it the best we can. I can tweak the personnel. Oh, I got a tight end this year. I got Brandon Cooks this year. So we'll go deep a little bit more. But it was what it was. Now there's got to be a little bit of excitement in him. Just hearing Cam Newton in that round table.
Yeah,
you can call some Miss McDaniels. You can call some plays now. I never called before.
Get yourself like, a doll.
Yeah, you get yourself a doll. We can do some read option, and we can do some things. And I think we've seen him dabble in that area with Tim Tebow, and dabble in that area with Jimmy Garoppolo, and even dabble in that area with the preseason quarterbacks like Jarrett Stidham. I think this is going to be enjoyable, and he can make or break himself, right? He's at that point. First and foremost, I don't think Josh McDaniels expected to be here right now. I think Josh McDaniels thought he was going to be a head coach somewhere this year. He is here, and his future opportunities to be elsewhere might be sort of on the line here. Like, the NFL can forget about you kind of quick if it goes south.
Yeah, I've got to imagine. I've got to imagine he's none too happy that Joe Judge got the Giants job over him.
Yes.
I do find it fascinating, McDaniels this year. There's going to be a lot on the line for him, and he's got a lot of responsibilities, and it's going to be challenging. I mean, you've got to acclimate Cam to the offense and to the team. You've got to still try to develop Jarrett Stidham. You can't treat him like he's just completely fallen off the earth. You've got the wide receiver questions on this team that you have. You've got the young tight ends that he has to kind of bring along and, yep, make sure that he's sprinkling them in the right way for this offense. There's a lot. There's not even to mention just the COVID-19 stuff and how you get through all. I mean, there is a lot on Josh McDaniels' plate. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. That is also the text line, 37937. You can follow Andy on Twitter at Jumbo Hart. You can follow me at Nick C Radio. More of Hart and Cattles coming up next on Sports Radio WEEF.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Hart and Cattles right here on Boston Sports Station. WEEI. WEEI.
Hart and Cattles, Saturday morning. We got a few minutes left to our morning. Almost noon. Almost noon, Andy.
Hey, good news. I don't follow you on Twitter, but I do know your cell phone number now because I can look over at the text line and there's one that says Cattles is great. So I'm just assuming that's your cell phone.
You know, there was actually somebody called late night this week. And they wanted like Joe Zarbano's email because they wanted to tell Joe that, you know, nice things about me or whatever. And so I was having this conversation behind the scenes with Dylan, who was producing. And I said, well, I'm glad my dad called to get Joe Zarbano's email because,
yes. Yeah. Hey, I'm a big believer. You got to promote yourself. No one else is going to do it. So you got to.
That's right.
Hey, if somebody tweets you, retweet it if they like you.
Let's get some Nick Cattles buzz on WEEI.
I didn't say that. We're looking for Andy Hart buzz, actually, first and foremost.
All right, but let's talk about, though, I mean, since we're talking about the media,
yes,
and reactions to people in the media, this wasn't a great week, Andy.
No.
NBC Sports Boston, mass layoffs. We've seen the names by now. I have my own story about one of the people that was let go, and that is Gary Tangway. I'll get to that in a minute. But I first want to get your thoughts on the layoffs and your reaction to them. Obviously, this is all having to do with COVID-19. That infectious disease can, you know, piss off at this point. But, you know, your thoughts on what happened at NBC Sports Boston.
Oh, it sucks. I mean, that's flat out the only way to say it. And, you know, the NBC Universal and their tie-ins to the theme park and that being a drag on their books. And, you know, I don't even know if you're familiar locally. They built heading into the pandemic, they used it for maybe 2 months, a massive new studio, NBC Sports Boston, that also housed Neckin, which is one of their stations,
yep.
The Spanish-speaking station, and one other, NBC 10. It was four stations under one, just a beautiful...
They were building that when I was at the competition. They just were pretty much wrapping that up.
So it is just a beautiful... the first time I walked in there, it's like walking into a control room of NASA, because it's like one of those prototypical newsrooms where it's just a buzz and there's monitors. And
right.
Beautiful studios. I mean, I don't know how much something like that costs, but I'm guessing it's in the tens of millions of dollars, maybe $100 million. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But they open that, and then boom, not long after... They're doing Zoom shows, essentially, because of the pandemic. They're doing their late night shows via Zoom. And then, I guess not surprisingly, they're cutting costs and letting people go shortly thereafter. And this was a national thing, from what I understand, not like a local decision.
It was. Yeah, across the country, yeah. NBC and Philly, I think some in D.C. as well, Chicago,
yeah,
pretty much across the board.
I think 10% of NBC Sports Network and their digital properties, it was like 3,500 employees, 10% of those were let go. And some of them, I give them credit. They're working through their contracts. You know, I know Joe Haggerty and Asherod Blakely, I believe, are covering Celtics and Bruins runs here. And Abby Chin is doing the Celtics run. She was let go as the sideline reporter. But it just sucks. And, you know, we are in that world. And, you know, you talk about Mac football and now Big Ten football and, you know, Major League Baseball, it's quieted down. But, you know, as of about a week ago, there were talks that if we can't fix this, we might have to shut down, pull the plug on this.
Yep.
We are in that world. And it's just a scary world to live in where it's precarious right now. And ad revenue, obviously, a lot of industries are struggling. They're not advertising. There are a lot of factors in all this. But just personally for those people, you know, there are people that I don't like in this business. There are people that I don't think do good jobs in this business. But I would never... you know, want them to go home to their wife and kid and say, yeah, well, you know what? I don't have a paycheck anymore. And I, you know, things are going to be really, really difficult here on. But Gary Tangway, I always say this. A lot of people dislike him in public. You know, I can tell you, he's like, oh, he's just so this and he's so that. You know what he is? He's a really freaking good guy. And his real world Gary versus the on-air or the controversy Tangway.
Controversy, yeah.
He is just the nicest, and he's helped so many people. He's giving, and I find it, like, watching the Celtics games, his voice is still the, you know, Celtics basketball brought to you by, and then he lists the advertisers. It's just weird to know he's not there, and I think he's been there 20 years. I mean, I think it went from Sports Channel to whatever it was to whatever. Like, he's been there for different names of the station.
Sports Channel. I remember Sports Channel.
He's been there forever. And just to see him out of work and those other guys out of work and ladies and Danielle Trotta and all of them, just it sucks. And it's awful industry. And this is one of those right now where you're fortunate if you have a job. You're fortunate if you're still collecting a paycheck. And it's too bad. And I hope they land on their feet. I hope, you know, there's bounce back, and if we make it through hockey and basketball and baseball and then NFL starts, maybe, you know, there's a reinjection of excitement in the sports world, and hopefully they end up somewhere somehow.
Yeah, a few things. You know, Abby Chin, I don't know her personally, but
very nice.
I fell in love with Abby as a sideline reporter. I think she's one of the best in the business. And I think being, you know, I don't miss a Celtics game. I mean, I'm even talking preseason. I'm that much of a hardcore NBA guy. And
I couldn't tell the way you defend Gordon Hayward. Couldn't tell.
But, you know, I think Abby is fantastic at what she does. So I don't know her personally, but professionally, I'm pretty confident she's going to land on her feet relatively soon, especially once we hopefully get to the other side of this nightmare we're living over the past few months. Joe Haggerty, I've met him a few times personally. I worked with Joe a couple of times, and I think you'd meet a lot of people in this business behind closed doors that would say Joe's a really good guy. He's a good guy. So sucks to see him lose the gig as well at NBC Sports Boston. And then there's Gary. I haven't talked to Gary in a couple of years. You know, this business is kind of weird. You lose contact with people, and it's not because you don't want to talk to them, but it's just kind of the nature of the beast. You're working, they're working, it's constant. I haven't spoken to Gary in at least a year or two, I think. But Gary had a lot of influence in my radio career because, number one, I worked with Gary every single day, Monday through Friday, for 6 months at the competition when it started. And, you know, I was the second producer on that show to go along with my best friend, Jim. And, you know, Gary is willing to challenge and jump into it on the air. And he's willing to do whatever he's got to do to make something entertaining or interesting or controversial. He's willing to do any of that stuff. But you hit the nail on the head personally. You know, Gary, if it wasn't for Tangway, I don't think I'd be doing what I'm doing right now. He actually got me connected with an advisor slash kind of agent or whatever.
Ooh, somebody, look at me. I have an agent.
Somebody that can consult
Humble
me.
Humble brag.
No, somebody that he got me in contact with somebody that he's been friends with for a long time and said, hey, listen, I know you're a young guy. You need some guidance. You need somebody who can be looking out for your best interest. You need somebody that can help you along because, you know, behind the scenes, man, radio can be ugly. Media can be ugly. And you've got people that are paranoid. You've got some people who are more than willing to stab you in the back. That's not really how I roll, but, you know, that is the nature of the situation. And so Gary was looking out for me when I was young, just trying to get in again. And he got me in contact with somebody, and that somebody helped me land a job full-time doing afternoon work as a host, my first full-time gig as a host. So I honestly believe, and if you were on Twitter when the news about Gary came out, My story is not unique. Gary has helped. He has helped so many people in this business. And I think he gets this. He has the perception and the reputation of being somebody who, you know, again, as you said, on the TV and stuff like that, he likes to rile things up. But behind closed doors, that guy has helped so many people. And I am one of them. So hopefully he's able to find something soon. And I think he will. But I've got nothing but great things to say about Gary personally. I think he's a great dude. And, you know, obviously it's been a rocky couple of years. I mean, the guy got punched by cancer. He fought that off. And now he loses his gig at NBC Sports Boston. And I'm pretty confident that he's going to fight that off as well.
I agree. And I also want to throw in Danielle Trotta. Hasn't been in Boston a long time. Came from Charlotte. She made the transition before Cam did. And when I first met her there and did her first show with her, I thought she was fake because she was so nice. She has a little bit of that.
That tells you everything you need to know, by the way, about this business. You meet somebody who's nice and you're like, oh, is she being fake?
This
is
must
that
be
real?
Fake, but it's real. She is one of the nicest people in a hurry that you got to know in this business, and she'll be fine. I mean, she has a lot of NASCAR connections. She does a lot of stuff with them and Sirius and different things in that world. But truly nice person. And again, it's just unfortunate. And I know there's, you know, rumblings over at the Globe. They're having some sort of union rally or whatever today as they look to sort of strong arm John Henry and that. It's a tough time. It is a really tough time. And I know in a lot of industries, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a healthcare worker, whether you're just out of work because you weren't essential.
Kelly, my wife lost her job at the very beginning of this thing.
So it's a tough world for a lot of people. But I also think it's interesting, and I'll be interested to see where they go for NBC Sports Boston, because you're talking about Gary Tangway face, Danielle Trotta face. These are people that if you're a sports fan, you're watching them multiple nights a week, sometimes multiple shows a night, you know, the early edition and the Boston Sports Tonight. And these are, I can tell you, my barber is always like, yeah, that Tangway, you know what he said last night about this or that? Like, there are people that are, that's part of their routine, that's part of their lives, and now this has sort of ripped it from your life, or just Abby Chin. Like, you used to watching the Celtics, and okay, we'll go down now to Abby Chin and, you know, hear what Brad had to say in the huddle, or, like, it's removed from your world, and it's harsh.
It is, and it's been a crazy last several months, and hopefully we don't have to keep going through it for much longer, but you get the feel it's going to last at least a little bit longer. Speaking of, you know, COVID-19 and the crazy circumstances, Hart and Cattles here, Sports Radio WEEI, on a Saturday, Pat Forty, college football writer, just tweeted out, Andy, want your thoughts on this.
Do I need earmuffs? Is this going to be bad news that makes me sad?
It's going to get you, it's going to make you sad.
I don't like sad.
But I figured we're talking about sad stuff right now anyway, so we might as well throw this in at the end.
Okay.
We talked about the MAC canceling earlier today. Their fall football season is donezo. There was some word from Pete Thamel of Yahoo that the Big Ten is now looking at it. The presidents are speaking today. There is some momentum to ending the idea of Big Ten football in the fall. And Pat Forty just tweeted out, prominent industry source, quote, I think by the end of the week, the fall sports will be postponed in all conferences.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not, I don't necessarily disagree with it in part. I mean, you've sent some real mixed messages as smaller conferences, smaller schools, Division II, Division III, you know, all these things. Oh, so it's a health issue for them, but not a health issue if you play at Alabama or Clemson or Ohio right. State or Michigan. Because it seems like it should be a health issue for everyone or nobody. Like, you could play under precautions. Oh, wait, it became a money issue. It's quite clear. If you cost me money, you're not playing. If you cost me money, you're not going to have your Division II and III championships. If you make me money because your name is Alabama and you're going to be in the national title and the playoff and all that, then we're going to try to keep playing on. Whereas they're student athletes. They're yeah. they're not anything, you know, they're, well, they're not supposed to be anything other than student athletes, where they go to school. Yes, they get a scholarship. Yes, they play sports, but they're all really, it feels like they shouldn't be playing. But if they don't, that's amazing. And I got to give Kirk Herbstreit credit. I thought he was nuts on March 23rd or whatever when he said that there was not going to be college football this year. You know, there was like 7 days, 6 days, I don't even know, into the pandemic and, you know, everything shutting down, that it seemed unfathomable at that time that there would not be college football, that you would not have Nick Saban preparing for a season. Unfortunately, it sounds like it's becoming closer and closer to reality.
So I haven't talked with anybody. I'll be shocked if we have NFL football this fall, if we have college football.
The NFL, I think, is going to go on because of the money. But
they're going to start.
They're going to start. Who knows if they finish. And I was reading Pete Thamel this week. He had a great column, talked to a bunch of people and how, you know, people inside college football have been feeling. And according to Thamel, it seems like the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, was the mother of Indiana freshman Brady Feeney, who posted on social media just a heartbreaking story about how sick her son is and doctors being worried about his heart being affected. I mean, we saw this in Boston with E-Rod. So apparently that kind of struck a chord, that social media post, and got a lot of decision makers within the college football world kind of freaked out a little bit. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. You can text us 37937. Follow Andy on Twitter at Jumbo Heart. You can follow me as well at Nick C Radio. More of Heart and Cattle's coming up next. This is Sports Radio WEEI.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.